He can speak Japanese, so he can speak in Japanese for the sermon, but I'm sure that I still need to speak in English for the sermon. So hopefully, I have another sermon on Wednesday night, and hopefully I can speak my sermon in Wednesday can be in Japanese, hopefully. I'm kidding, so yeah, right. Also, thank you very much for the Brother Smith's the presentations. There's a lot of the souls that needs to be saved. And Japan is called the graveyard for a long time. But I will show you my presentation tomorrow night, which is a little bit different, but basically the same, saying the same things. We need more workers, soul winners, because the harvest is white. So harvest is already ready. So we just need to go there to give the gospel. So that is the situation right now in Japan. Many people say, no, Japan is very difficult because of many reasons. But it seems to me the harvest is ready. As you can see, a lot of the people is ready to be saved. So we just need to pray, and we need to give the gospel to them to be saved. Tonight, I just would like to share very briefly the message to you. The title is "The Steps to Make Disciples." It's okay. So please turn with me your Bibles to the Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Matthew 28, 19. Matthew 28, verse 19. "Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you tonight, eager to hear your divine message. We ask that your Holy Spirit be present with each and every one of us, teaching us the depth of this word and guiding those who are willing to follow its teachings. May you be at the center, speaking to us through this message. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So we live in a secular world that is falling apart quickly. And every day, we see what nations, cultures, politics, and societies are doing. Not much good news out of that entities anymore. Unfortunately, not only in America, but also in the world. Even in Japan, we see those kind of things every day. So my wife and I have a very unique year of 2023, this year. Back and forth between the U.S. and Japan since I quit my job this January. Every time we went back to Japan, we found that the people in Japan have been a great fear and anxiety, even in churches. I went back to the last year, also this year, but nothing changed. Looks like things are getting bad, actually. one of the things we found was that they wore the mask and all the time in church. In one of the churches we visited, it was forbidden to sing hymns and full verse and loudly in a high voice in the service due to the risk of the spreading of COVID, they explained it. I'm not talking about last year. I'm talking about this year, this June, July, even August. And the preacher also did wear the mask during the preaching. And so there was not a clear voice for the message. And also no outreach, no prospect visit, no evening service, no fellowship times, etc., etc. They have stopped doing many things in the church ministries. And they are still in the difficulties about what they ought to be, even now. Over the past 2,000 years, one command has never been stopped by disciples. That is Jesus' final words before ascending to the heaven after the resurrection, and known as the Great Commission. Go ye, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. So this ministry started with the 11 disciples and was multiplied to the next generations and next generations and next generations for over 2,000 years, continuously, nonstop. So this nonstop work has resulted in us being here right now. Can you believe it? 2,000 years, continuously, nonstop. That's the reason why we are here right now. Someone delivered you the gospel. That's why you are here. That's why I'm here too. As a matter of fact, my wife here, Keiko, and myself, are one of the fruits that you have sent out and supported the missionary from America to the world. I was born and grew up in Christian homes, but my parents were saved, got saved by the American missionaries after World War II. My wife, when she was 10 years old, she was in the very countryside, rural side. She never seen the foreigners. She never seen Americans. No churches, no Christianity, no Jesus. She never heard that before. One missionary came to her elementary school. Then that person started talking about the Bible, Jesus Christ. Then my wife had the gospel and she got saved at the time. I just would like to thank you for sending the missionary to Japan. Your country had a very big burden for the world to send the gospel. If you guys didn't send a missionary to Japan, we might not be there saved at that time. And I must not be here. Yep, right. There was a technical problem, so.
yeah, here we go.
2 Timothy 4, chapter 4, verse 2. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. We should not stop this command by our own issues or environments or circumstances we are facing. As I mentioned yesterday, this great commission is given to all of us Christians. As a big part of God's plan at this time, we are invited to be a disciples of the Jesus and to make disciples continuously. Yesterday, I also talked about the becoming a disciple of the Jesus. So tonight, I would like to share from the scripture of the Great Commission about steps to making a disciples. Okay, so let's go back to the passage we just read. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. So as you can see in this passage, there are four imperative commands in these passages. Go, teach all nations, baptize, and teach. So teach occurs twice here in these passages. Do you know what the difference between these two words for teach? Actually, these two words for teach are different words in the original language of the New Testament. In the original language of the New Testament, the Greek uses the matheteo, which means to make a disciple for the first teach all nations. So this is a make a disciple. Matheteo is used. And a didasco, which means to teach, it's a same meaning of the teach, for the second teaching them to observe. That is literally the to teach. In addition, it's important to note that among these commands, teach all nations, which means to make disciples, stands alone as a direct imperative in the original Greek text. Go and baptize and teaching them to observe are the all specific means or steps to fulfill the commands to make disciples. So tonight we will explore quickly these three steps towards making disciples. Go, baptize, and teach. Okay, the first point is the go. Go ye therefore. In the verse 18, chapter 28, verse 18, the Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Then he said, go ye therefore. So this go ye therefore is not just like a go on your own. This go ye therefore can be translated into, because all power is mine, go. I can defend you. The world is placed under my control. It is redeemed. It's given me in a promise by my Father, at the purchase of my death. Can be translated in that words. So when Jesus says go to us, it always comes with his promises, his power, his control, his guide, his protection. He is with us always when we go. Also, go means not only going somewhere, but also taking the gospel to every place, proclaiming it, evangelizing, and continuously inviting lost souls to the salvation of Christ, bearing their burdens with love. In all nations, this gracious commission was the foundations of their authority to go to the Gentiles. The Jews has expected that the offer of life and the Messiah would be confined to their own nations. But Jesus broke down the partition wall and commissioned his disciple to go everywhere and bring the world to the knowledge of himself. To us, it will be all places, countries, regions, societies, workplaces, schools, homes, communities, and more and more. Every place where people have yet to hear the gospel is part of the all nations. The first step in making a disciple is going out to all places and beginning to proclaim the gospel. So second point is baptize. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Baptism itself, it does not cleanse sins or save a person, as you know. Baptism is a public declaration where a soul saved by the believing in Christ openly acknowledge their commitment to life as a Christian. It is a moment to testify, commit to the serving the Lord with joy, and yield oneself to God's use. So it is our responsibility to explain the meaning of the baptism, lead soul to it, and teach them about it. The authority to administer baptism is given to the church, and every believer in the church bears the responsibility to baptize others in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Third point is to teach. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. The teaching means not just relying on what the Bible says, but also helping others understand how the word of God is alive and active today. It's about guiding them in keeping all that in commanded. So we must follow the example of the Jesus who taught his disciple to have faith, baptized them, and guided them daily in their faith journey. Through the daily life in the faith, we lead believers to grow in a Christ-likeness and ultimately become a disciple of the Lord, who in turn make disciples. So these three steps are crucial elements of making disciples. God has not only called us to go and make disciples, but also to guide and help them grow in faith, baptizing them and ultimately leading them into become a disciple who make more disciples. As I mentioned earlier, the Great Commission is not just about going to distant land, but about going to every place and every person in our lives. We are now entering the mission field, right here, where we are. For Jesus loves us deeply and desires to use us for his glorious work. A couple of weeks ago, I visited the wonderful church in Wisconsin. That was our first church we visited as our deputations. Very small church in Wisconsin, surrounded by the cornfield, and that was very good to us, actually. There's a sign on the door, inside of the door, I mean from church side. So when we go out through the door, there's a sign on the above of the doors. There's a sign, "You are now entering the mission field." Actually, this was not the first time I saw the sign. Almost 40 years ago, when I was in Japan, one missionary explained about that sign. He had some kind of the stickers to provide to all the Christians. "Hey, take it. You are now entering the mission field." What does it mean? I didn't know that. The missionary explained, "Please put this sticker on your home somewhere." Somebody said, "Can I put this on the outside of a home?" No, you cannot do that. "Please put the sticker in the inside of a house. Maybe better to put on above on the door. So when you go out from your home, every time you see that sign, you are now entering the mission field." That was neat. I said, "Wow, that's great." At the time, I was a college student. I'm still also a college student right now, but originally I was a college student at that time. I was just 19 years old or something. I put it in my apartment house. But one person asked the questions. "Missionary, pastor, I have one question. I have a family who are not saved yet. Can I put the same locations? My family may see that the sign as well. Can I put the same locations?" "Okay, maybe, do you have a room in your home?" "Oh yes, I have a room in my home." "Please put the sign in the inside of a room. When you go open your door, room doors, you are now stepping into the mission field. Even in the house, if you have anybody, unsaved person in your family, your home is still the mission field," he said. And another small kid raised a hand to ask the question to the missionary at that time. "Pastor, I have one question. I share my room with my brother who is not saved yet. Can I put the sticker on the location of the room?" "Okay, maybe. Wow. Do we have the bed? Stacked bed? I don't know how to say it in English. Bunk bed. Do you have a bunk bed?" He said, "Yes." "So which location you are in?" "Downside." "Okay, so you can see the You know? So put the sticker. Okay? Once you get out of the bed, you are entering the mission field. Is that neat? He followed that. And I was so amazed that every time I heard about the mission field, it's kind of the very far away. Like, America, not America, but more far away in Asia or the Africa or some other very distant places. But when I heard that you are now entering mission field, yes, Africa is also mission field, and Asia is also mission field, and Japan is also mission field, but also your location here, one step outside of this church, you are now entering the mission field. Do you have a sense, such kind of a sense? Folks, remember, as we take these steps toward making a disciple, Jesus assured us and said, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. So he's not asking us to do it on our own strength, but promises to be with us, to empower us, and to help us in our journey. What a comforting and an encouraging promise we have already. We have a perfect security and a promise of success in this commission. Today, just maybe 3 hours before now, I was a little bit nervous about this sermon. As you may know, this is my third time preaching in English, so I have to practice. When I go back to the Naomi's home this afternoon, so I just went out and practicing and this sermon loudly. And there is a kind of very big park, and nobody there, and so I could speak loudly. And two young boys just passed me. And that two boys towards the basketball court with the basketball, and they were playing the basketball after passing me. And they were just 10 years old, 11 years old, and two small kids. They saw me and I saw them, and they said, hey you, how much you have money? I heard that, but I just wanted to make sure what he said. Sorry, I cannot hear you. Could you say it again, please? He said, how much money you have right now? Oh, okay, you ask me money for you? I was just dressed like that. Okay, I'm almost ready to go to the church. So I didn't wear the wet jacket, but I wear the tie. And, you need the money. Okay. I said to them, I don't have the money to give you, but I have a good news to share with you. Do you know Jesus Christ? They said, yes. Do you know the gospel? They said, yes. Okay. One more question. If you are to die right now, where do you go? He said, heaven. I said, I keep asking, okay, I know American people has a lot of their things, so I have to ask them many questions, I know that, so I ask them, okay, good, one more question. How you can go heaven? By what? And one small kid said, because Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins. That's why I can go to the heaven. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. That's why I am saved right now, he said clearly. And there's another guy next to him and asked him, how about you? Yes, me too, he said. Yeah, I hope he has a face like the other person. And I said after that, I'm going to preach. You know, I'm almost ready to preach message title is Steps to the Make Disciples. You know, before preparing for this message, I just asked God, how I can preach this message, and also to give me the chance to share the gospel this week and somewhere. And God gave me that chance. It's still kind of weird to receive the question, how much money you have money? So yeah, that should not be a good questions. But I'm sure that was the divine's appointment. And I was so happy. Those two small kids are already saved. So we have a lot of chances around us. God is waiting for us to deliver the gospel to the everywhere where we are. So as we reflect on the urgency of these missions, let us remember that it starts right here in your own community. Each of us has a vital role to play in sharing the love of Jesus, leading others to salvation, and nurturing them in their faith journey. That's very simple things to do, but all the time we miss a chance. We have a lot of excuse. But God wants to use us as his vessel. So if you feel the Lord's leading and a burden in your heart to be more involved in making disciples, I invite you to come and forward during this time of the invitation call. Let's pray together and seek his guidance and renew our commitment to fulfill the Great Commissions. Heavenly Father, we thank you for revealing to us the importance of making a disciple and following the steps laid out in your word. May each one of us draw closer to you and be guided by your Holy Spirit.